Well, the next element, Christ's burial had a body that was buried. Look at verse 40. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. You know, the soldiers were through with their gruesome work, and our Lord's friends took over. From that point on, as far as the record is concerned, no unbelievers ever touched the body of Jesus. In fact, from this point onward, from when they got possession of that body and were able to cradle it in their arms and take Jesus back to the tomb to clean him up and put him in, only loving hands touched him. And from that point onward, only loving eyes saw him. And did you know that's still true today? Did you know that you cannot touch Jesus Christ if you don't love him, and you will not see him again unless you see him with loving eyes? The next time Jesus Christ is coming, he's coming in fiery indignation for the lost. Until he comes, the only ones that get to see him are those who love him. And that is what he offers to us. He says, you will seek me and find me when you seek with all your heart. When you love me enough to seek me. And until he comes in the clouds, when every eye will see him, he will only be found by loving hearts. He will only be seen by loving eyes. He will only be touched by loving faith. And God prepared two high-ranking men to prepare his body for burial and to place it in a proper tomb. Had Joseph and Nicodemus not been there, it's likely the body of Jesus would have been carried off to some obscure and accursed ditch and left there with the trash. If the friends of any victims appeared, the Romans were only too happy to give them the bodies to get them off their hands. It was important that his body be prepared for burial so that the empty grave clothes could be left behind. Look at chapter 20. It's very interesting in verse 5. And this is, I know we're getting ahead, and this is exciting stuff, and it'll be next week if the Lord tarries. But look at this, verse 5. I want you to think about that. And stooping down, John 20 and verse 5, and looking in, saw, that's the word blepo, the linen cloths lying there, yet he did not go in. And that's just... a very special use of the Greek language. Because look at verse 6. Then Simon Peter came. See, John was faster. And he runs, and it says he blepoed. He stooped down and he looked in. Blepo means he glanced. That's a Greek word for seeing, only it means just a brief look. But then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb, and he, theoreo. It's a totally, blepo even sounds like a blip. That's probably where we get the English word blip, from blepo. It just blips. But theoreo means you stand there and you can't take your eyes off something. And look what it says. And saw the linen cloths lying there. Verse 7. And the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded together in a place by itself. And then the other disciple, verse 8, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw, totally different word for see, adon, and it speaks, and I don't want to go, we're going to do this next week, so much interesting precision in this account. And he saw, verse 8, and believed. Now, why does verse 40 say that they had to do this special Jewish burial? Because, again, more proof. The Jews buried in a mummy wrapping way. I told you this last time. They wrapped the fingers, they wrapped the hands, then they wrapped the arms around the body, and then they wrapped the legs together, and then they wrapped the body all the way up. But what they stopped right here at the shoulders and left the neck. Now, it's a little gruesome, but I'll tell you why. And then they wrapped the head. You know the reason they did that? Because it was a custom that you put the body in that shelf I've shown you so many times. The reason I'm showing you that shelf is that was part of the Jewish custom. You wrap them all up in this special wrapping, and then you wrap the head, but you left the neck out so that the family members could come and look in the family tomb, and after about a year, they checked to see how much of grandma was still there. And when the neck only was bones, They knew that the rest of the body had decomposed, and they gathered the bones and put them into a box called an ossuary. And so that's why this is such a beautiful glimpse. They had done him that way. Jesus was all wrapped up tight, right up to here. And then they wrapped his head and left the neck showing. They planned for him to stay there. You see, the next verse, look what it says, verse 9 of chapter 20. For as yet they didn't know about the scripture, you must rise again from the dead. So they, Joseph and Nicodemus, had done the normal, left his neck showing. So he could see when he decomposed, for as yet they didn't know he was going to rise from the dead. And so that shows that what Jesus did significantly was, he was laying there on that shelf all wrapped up, and he did the same thing that he was going to do in a little while in chapter 20. Do you remember how Jesus walked through a wall? And yet when they came up, they felt of him and he was really there. Do you remember he walked right through into the room? The door was locked and he walked right through the wall. And yet when they touched him and grabbed him and poked their hands in and stuck their hands in when Thomas did, he was really there. John says, I felt him. Yet he could walk through a wall. He did that number in the tomb. He just sat up and sat right out of all those grave clothes. He just went right through. You say, how is that possible? Well, talk to someone who's deeply involved in physics and you'll find out that in the atomic level, almost all of the atom is space. It's just an electron just spinning all over making that shell. And then there's this little tiny nucleus. And all the rest of that massive atom, if you looked at it from the perspective of the size of the particles, is just emptiness. And so scientists have found theoretically that if it wasn't that there's something going on in our universe called dissonance, our whole universe has this dissonance. Everything is kind of like out of place. It's out of kilter. It's kind of like an old car that's rattling all the time. Our whole universe is doing that. Paul says in Romans 8 that it's groaning, waiting for redemption. Jesus was redeemed. His body wasn't dissonant anymore. There's enough space. If all my atoms were not wobbling and all the other atoms in this hand, I could actually put my hand right through this hand and it would stay complete and they would both, I could just do that and yet I would be a complete physical object. That's what Jesus was. And he sat up with his physical body out of those bandages, and then he just took this off, or maybe the angels helped him, and set it down nicely and folded so that he could show that the body really was buried and that no grave robbers, because the tube that his body had been in was still there. Because of all those spices, it still retained, most likely, the shape of the body. And they came in and looked, and it was no body. And the head wrapping was by the side.